Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Murder in Miami is a production of iHeartRadio. In this week's bonus episode, Leslie Bickerton lays out a case for the complicated connections between the drug trade and the balance of world power and unrest.
I'm recognizing more and more, Lauren, is this connection, this web of connection, and it's intimately connected from what happened 42 years ago, which involved directly not only the drug smuggling and the CIA and the subcontractors, but also Central America and South America, which also has a connection at the same time with Afghanistan. So tracing it back, even with Vietnam, it's an ongoing scenario, in one sense, a greater insight into the Cold War that just, it has never ended. It continues to this day. And so part of this has to do with these alliances from the Iran-Contra. Just that alone has been documented, that the CIA's direct involvement with an alliance with drug lords and with ruthless dictators such as Somoza, right, from Nicaragua, which we had been talking about. But the secret funding, these covert warfare, which then also the alliance with the Colombian cartels, also the drug lords of Afghanistan. And the existence from the Vietnam War is the heroin trade, right, the poppy trade, the heroin trade, that catapulted all of this from Vietnam and Laos and the covert funding that was happening back then. But that ties in both to the Colombian cartels and to the heroin cartels that the CIA was involved in with Afghanistan in fighting Russia. This is documented starting back in 1979. The National Security Advisor to Carter. And again, I say this as a disclaimer. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Because I know that somebody can say, well, you're this side, that side. No, I'm telling you all of it. So back in 1979, it was about getting back at Russia. Revenge for the Russians' involvement in the Vietnam War was a motivating factor. And there's a quote from Brzezinski, who was the National Advisor, quote, destabilizing Central Asia would then bring Russia into Afghanistan. So then with that, how do you fund any kind of a covert war, right? Well, you need arms. So how do you get arms? Well, you have to pay for illegal arms shipments. And the way that you do that is through the drug trade. It's beyond a business. This is a commodity, just like oil is. The war on drugs. And what has transpired is that initially the first money came out of the Iran-Contra, the Contras in Nicaragua. $500 million was brought into Afghanistan to start funding the so-called Northern Alliance, which has different elements to it. And I really want to make this clear. It's really important because we always hear about Mujahideen.
A quick aside. Mujahideen refers to members of various guerrilla groups operating in Afghanistan during the Afghan War, which took place in 1978 to 1992, that opposed the invading Soviet forces and eventually toppled the Afghan communist government. Rival factions, thereafter, fell out amongst themselves, precipitating the rise of the Taliban and their countering faction, the Northern Alliance.
But what they don't tell you is that the funding came through go arm's length. And this is how they get around, our country gets around no accountability or no transparency and really complete impunity, is that you fund, instead of directly funding, you fund through another country. And we were funding even back then through Pakistan and Pakistan's military intelligence, who are also Islamic fundamentalists. And that money was going to two of the most ruthless drug lords in Afghanistan, the Haqqani Network and then Gulbuddin Hechtmeyer. That goes back to 1979, how all of this got started in this whole Cold War that's been ongoing. And this brings us then to funding elements such as these terrorist groups, the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda, became exponentially with all the billions of dollars that our government, you know, the CIA and the Department of Defense, all the White House had a direct involvement in funding some of the worst people in the world and these terrorist groups that have now become so powerful because they've got the arms. And this has been in the works for over 20 years. And this is something that I know that the American public doesn't know about because it hasn't been told to any of us. And as a result of this, this is the blowback. Okay, what goes around comes around. It's an anguish because Afghanistan was used as a pawn.
And Leslie links today's current crisis in Afghanistan to another region covered in the podcast.
Back in Nicaragua and Central America, the Saudis were involved with illegal funding these wars in Central America and destabilizing countries. And full knowledge of Saudis funding our war against Russia in Afghanistan and destabilizing that entire area. Arabs were also fighting back then in Afghanistan. And what transpired out of that is the horrific events that happened in our country called 9/11. Those Arabs, the extreme groups, never went away. They never went away. They're there. They've always been there. And the United Nations just came out with a report, November 2022, resolution of the United Nations, quote, according to the latest statistics, the Taliban hosts more than 10,000 foreign fighters, including Arabs, Chechens, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which is increasing day by day. And based on the United Nations report in 2021, the income from drugs in the hands of the Taliban reached more than $2 billion. And they say it's 97% of the people in Afghanistan are now below the poverty rate. And that doesn't even account for all the disappearances and the genocide. We've been told, I mean, I was raised this way too, right? You know, we're the good guys, right? We're saving the world from evil. In what has transpired for such a long period of time is sort of this deadly combination of power and ego and greed and political ambitions and economic ambitions on such a global scale with complete impunity and catastrophic results that are still ongoing.
And that's something that brings Leslie back 42 years.
The shadow wars, the subconscious. So they're like people like Lamar caught up in all of this. It's just become such a huge business. And you think of, is it Blackwater? You know, and Dine Court. And now there's this legal loophole that's been created called 127E. Please look it up.
among other things, United States Code 127E permits the Secretary of Defense to spend up to $100 million per fiscal year in support of special operations to combat terrorism.
What our country has been doing besides covert activities is funding, arming, and training mercenaries, I call it mercenaries.
Which, to Leslie, presents the possibility of those efforts backfiring, just as they did during her Lone Star era.
It's really the tip of the iceberg. There's so many elements with just the stories about drugs and guns and foreign places, right? Exotic islands and spies, corrupt officials, this whole web of deception and lies. But there's a lot more to it, and it affects all of us. So what has happened so many years ago, it's been ongoing to the point where we really are on the brink beyond what we can even imagine. Murder in Miami is giving us a glimpse, but if you listen to it much more carefully and follow through with Joseph Trento and what Happy was saying about the drugs, etc., I really think that it could be a wake-up call for all of us. There is this dark side to human nature, unfortunately, and to mankind. And then the question becomes like a David and Goliath. It's all connected. 9/11, the war on drugs, the war on terrorists, the Cold War. What do we do about this? Telling the truth, trying to get the truth out there. The American public has the right to know. We have the right to know. And no matter how uncomfortable it is and how much it hurts, we talked about collateral damage, that there is this element out there, even within our own government. That's not easy for me to say this, that I was collateral damage. Lamar is collateral damage. Afghanistan is collateral damage. Nicaragua, Americans as a whole were collateral damage. There's blowback for all of this. And awareness and education, the more that we can be aware of it and the more we can educate ourselves about it, I think it's really important, because what kind of a legacy do we want to leave in this world?
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get the stories that matter to you.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.